Speaker Silver is scheduled to return to the Assembly Monday afternoon. Despite his grave legal troubles, he will have the solid support of most of his 100 or so Democratic Assembly members. His top lieutenant, Assembly Majority Leader Joe Morelli, made that clear as he stood with a couple of dozen veteran Democrats.
I'm continuing to support the Speaker, and I would say that the members overwhelmingly in the conversation that we just had are continuing their support.
Richard Brodsky is a former Assembly member who had a reputation as a reformer and is now a senior fellow at the Demos think tank. He says he's stunned by the charges.
If these matters are proven, they're terrible. They're just terrible.
But Brodsky says there are practical reasons why it makes sense for Assembly Democrats to stand with Silver for now, even though it might look strange to the public. The state budget is due in 2 months, and Governor Cuomo has proposed a wide range of items that Democrats like and dislike, including an increase in the minimum wage, which they favor, and an expansion of charter schools and tougher teacher evaluations, which they do not. There's also a budget surplus that will be divvied up in part into key economic development programs. Brodsky says Democrats are worried that Governor Cuomo and the Republicans who rule the state Senate may try to take advantage of any perceived weakness in the Assembly to get their way on those and many other issues.
There's no good way to do this, but I think that the members were actually expressing some concern about their ability to function against a powerful governor. And Shelley has the members' confidence in their ability to fight the governor on things like school aid and things like the surplus and things like teacher evaluation. So however artfully or inartfully expressed it was, there's something going on that matters to the members beyond loyalty to Shelley. And that's their ability to function in the budget process.
Speaker Silver is known as a master negotiator who delivers for his members. But Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says at the very least, the serious charges that the speaker is facing will be a distraction as the budget talks commence.
Obviously, it's going to mean that he has to pay attention to what's going on with that legal battle with the U.S. Attorney's Office. It means he cannot devote the same sort of mental energy to keeping his conference together and negotiating with the governor. So it's going to hurt.
2 decades ago, another Assembly Speaker, Mel Miller, was indicted on criminal charges that stemmed from his private legal practice. Miller did not resign from the Assembly until he was convicted. He was later acquitted on appeal and afterward worked as a lobbyist. Former Senate Majority Leader Joe Bruno endured 2 lengthy trials brought by federal prosecutors and was ultimately exonerated. Longtime Assembly Ways and Means Chair Denny Farrell says he's keeping an open mind on Speaker Silver for now.
And there are a whole bunch of guys, you look back in the history, who were indicted, found guilty, and then thrown out of court.
There are a number of former legislators who did go to prison for corruption, including former Senate Majority Leader Pedro Espada. He's serving a 5-year jail term. Former Senate leaders Malcolm Smith and John Sampson face trials this year. Sampson, like Silver, remains in the legislature. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.